Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Andy Valver. In Bonn, the Syrian military bombardment of the rebel-held Baba Amro district of Homs began its fourth week on Saturday as the Red Cross tried to evacuate more civilians from that city. At least 40 people have been killed, including 19 in Homs, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Despite the bloodshed, President Bashar al-Assad is staging a referendum on Sunday on a new constitution that he says will pave the way for a multi-party parliamentary election within 3 months. Meanwhile, at the foreign ministers' conference in Tunis, Western and Gulf Arab nations mounted the biggest push in weeks to end the violence and escalated the pressure on Assad to step down. A gunman killed two American military advisors inside a heavily guarded government building in Kabul on Saturday as protests over the burning of the Muslim holy book at a U.S. base raged across the country for a fifth day. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it was retaliation for the Quran burnings. According to local officials, the assailant remained at large and a manhunt was underway. The commander of NATO and U.S. forces in Afghanistan has recalled all NATO personnel from Afghan ministries as a precaution. Meanwhile, in Kunduz, more than 1,000 protesters demonstrated against the Quran burnings. On Saturday, the finance ministry in Berlin said that more than 160 German tax collectors have volunteered for possible assignments in Greece to help that struggling Mediterranean country gather tax more efficiently. The news of the tax mission was published in German media 2 days before the German parliament is due to vote on whether to endorse a new 130 billion euro bailout package for Greece. International lenders say the public debt burden that forced Greece to seek a bailout 2 years ago has ballooned partly because many Greeks evade paying taxes. However, the offer risks fueling resentment among Greeks who have already reacted angrily to earlier German calls for the appointment of a budget commissioner to monitor the Greek government's management of its finances. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. A court in Italy ended a corruption trial against former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi on charges of bribing British lawyer David Mills to lie during two trials in the 1990s to shield Berlusconi and his holding company from charges related to his business dealings. The judges said that the statute of limitations had run out and a verdict could not be reached. The former Prime Minister wasn't in the Milan courtroom when the verdict was announced after 2 hours of deliberation. Airfield workers at Frankfurt International Airport have announced that they will resume their strike on Sunday for 5 days after their representatives and airport operator Fraport failed to reach a pay deal late on Friday. The new labor action at Germany's biggest airport is expected to start at 9 p.m. on Sunday and last until 5 a.m. Thursday. Unions representing the 200 ground crew members at Frankfurt Airport had only called off a previous strike on Wednesday. However, talks about pay had broken down Friday night between the union and Fraport, which operates the airport. Former South African President Nelson Mandela was hospitalized on Saturday for a test to determine what is behind an undisclosed stomach ailment. Jacob Zuma, the current president, said that Mandela has had a long-standing abdominal complaint and doctors felt it needed proper specialist medical attention. Zuma assured the country that the much-beloved 93-year-old former president was in no danger and asked that Mandela's privacy be respected. Gunmen suspected of being Boko Haram Islamists killed a dozen people when they raised a police station after failing to storm a jail in Gombe, a city in northeastern Nigeria. Police said that gunmen carrying explosives attacked the station and an adjacent prison late on Friday. Witnesses said they saw bodies littering the police station. Police Commissioner Oru Bebegadi told the German press agency that at least 5 policemen have been injured in the blasts. However, no prisoners escaped during the attack. And some Bundesliga scores. Augsburg crushed Hertha Berlin 3-0 on Saturday. Bayer Leverkusen beat Cologne 2-0. Stuttgart beat Freiburg 4-1. Mainz routed Kaiserslautern 4-0. And Hoffenheim won 2-1 at Wolfsburg. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.